This week on the Apache Campcast, I speak with Abby Roth, the site director at Apache Old Town and assistant director of programming for Apache Day Camps. Camp is life for Abby. She's grown up in Jewish camping, and today we talk about how camp has helped prepare both of us for life in so many ways. I'm your host, Matt Steinberg, director of Apache Rogers Park and Apache Evanston Day Camps, and this is the Apache Campcast. Welcome to the Apache Campcast.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here virtually.
I'm sitting here with Abby Roth, and you've got several aspects to your job at camp, right?
So I have two parts to my title. So I work at the Apache City Camps in the Chicagoland area. So it encompasses Apache Hyde Park, Apache Northside, and Apache Old Town. So year round, we work on all three camps. So I primarily work on the programming for all three. And then during the summer, I am the site director of Apache Old Town.
How do you describe the differences in the camps? Do they all have a similar look and feel and programs? Or
yeah, so it's funny, like we're actually trying to match them up a little bit more this year. So for example, like we didn't have juniors at Apache Old Town last summer, but now we are adding them this summer. So now like we're trying to keep it consistent. So when families are trying to reach out to us being like, I don't know which one to go to, you know, and we all like our best answer is saying like, where do you live? You know, where's the closest bus stop to you? Because we want to make it convenient for you. We want to make sure that, you know, whichever Apache that you go to is the best experience for you and that, you know, you can get Apache wherever you live. So that's why we really have them all spread out, going all the way from Hyde Park to the Old Town neighborhood to the Northside neighborhood. So we really tried to, and I think that's a really cool aspect of just Apache in general is that, you know, even if you decide to stay in the city to grow your family, you know, it's not like you are missing out on the Apache experience in the suburbs. You can still experience it and still live in an urban environment.
Yeah, I think that's what's cool about just Apache day camps in general. Like we've got 9 day camps across the Chicagoland area and each one is a phenomenal experience. So it's really like what's most convenient to you. You know?
Yeah. And like they each have their own like style and flair and community. Like I think it's really cool, especially with the urban environment of the Apaches is that not everyone that goes to our camp is Jewish, but they love to embrace the Jewish aspects of our camp. And it's a cool way to celebrate anyone who comes to our camp, you know, and celebrate those differences. So it's a really unique experience to you know, spread the love of JCC, you know, to all different types of people who maybe not come to programming during the year, but they get to experience it in the summer.
Yeah, it's really reflective of the communities we're in. Like the Evanston Day Camp is radically different than the Rogers Park Day Camp, just because of the communities that we're in. And I imagine it's the same in the city camps too.
Yeah, like it's, you know, it's a whole other environment in Hyde Park than it is up at Northside and Old Town. And it's just really nice that we can, you know, still have the same programming aspects. Just, you know, everyone has a different little community. Like, you know, Hyde Park has probably around 100, 150 campers per summer. And Northside has about 450. So, you know, depending where you want to go, some people want that large camp atmosphere and others want to have a smaller, intimate one. But wherever you go, you will still get that warm sense of Apache. Like that is what I've experienced. I've always been an overnight camp person. And now experiencing more of the day camp world, I was always wondering if you would get that sense of community and that warmth that you feel when you're at camp, and you definitely feel it here just because everyone just feels so connected. And I think it's because we, you know, incorporate so many different values at camp in addition to really great programming.
That's one of my favorite parts of camp is every morning you get up and you're excited to go to camp and just like the community that is created at camp. Mm-hmm. There's no other environment like that.
No. And like that is why I do what I do. And I'm probably what you do, what you do. You know, we love the connections. We love the friendships that are made. Like, I am still best friends with my camp friends when I was 10 years old, you know, and the fact that, you know, we live all across, you know, the U.S. from each other. We all live in different cities, but we are all still so connected. And it's because camp brought us together. And so especially with Apache and that, you know, it's local and these kids get to see each other during the year. Like, that's fantastic. Like, I would only go visit my camp friends over winter break. And the fact that they can go have a play date with them over the weekends is, it's really cool. I think that's what we were talking about before, of just like how Apache is all spread out. So you really can find Apache in your neighborhood and make those connections with different friends in your neighborhood.
Yeah. And the cool thing you're bringing up is how those connections remain even years later. Like, I know a bunch of my campers have a bunch of friends just going into college. You know, first time they leave high school and go live on their own, but they know a bunch of people in college through summer camp.
Yeah. That's exactly how I got my roommate for college.
Yeah.
I met her at the older summer camp. So there's the younger summer overnight camps that we went to. And then once you hit a certain age, you go to an older camp, like in your high school years. And we met there. She was from Texas, and then we've stayed connected, and then we both decided to go to Indiana. And so it was really nice because it was like, you know, growing up in Georgia, I did not know a lot of people, you know, going all the way up to the Midwest. So the fact that camp brought me together with someone else and made that connection and made me feel comfortable going to college. I think that's the unique part of camp, is that, you know, you get to meet people everywhere and you get to meet people, you know, making those connections. And it's so important.
Yeah. It's literally the interpersonal connections, and you're literally, you know, people as you travel across the country from camp, but it's also the skills that you build while you're at camp, right? Like, mm-hmm. both campers and counselors are learning and growing so much over the course of the summer. And those skills, like, are what help you with those big life transitions, like going to college for the first time and living on your own, and mm-hmm. even just going to a new school. Like, if you're an elementary school student and you're graduating into middle school, like, that can be a big deal, but you're prepared for it through camp in a lot of ways.
100%. I think, you know, people talk about how camp really teaches the soft skills, but I really see it as the essential skills, you know. It's preparing you for life. It's, you know, how to communicate with others, how to show empathy, you know, like how to, you know, embrace something that maybe you have never tried before and now you're really excited to, you know, it's one of your favorite activities. Like, and just, you know, those transitions, you know, occur throughout your whole entire life. And I think it's so important that that's what camp teaches you, is how to embrace these changes and how to make these connections and how to show you in this new environment that you have. So it's really fun to watch campers, you know, especially when they start off at Apache. They're so young, you know, they're going into their, you know, they've been doing preschool and now they're going into kindergarten. And it's like, you know, a lot of parents ask us like, oh, is this the right time to do a big change to a new camp and a big change to, you know, kindergarten? But I always say it's the perfect time, because I think it's so nice that you get to come to Apache, you get to meet kids from all over, and some of them may be going to your school. So you're making those connections before that transition even happens.
It's so true. It's so true. We had a camper who started the summer and was afraid to even get in the water. Like, it was a major fear for them, and a big hurdle to get over. And by the end of the summer, they're not only are they in the water safely, they're jumping off the diving board.
And so excited.
So excited. And just over the course of the summer, they've built that comfort level with the encouragement and support of their counselors and the swim instructor. At the end of the summer, we put the kid in the car. Mom came to pick him up at the end of the day, and she had tears in her eyes when we told her that her son went off the diving board.
I mean, that is also a cool part just about the day camp aspect is that you got to tell her that in person, you know, like
Right.
the fact that you know, it's one thing to call a parent or to express, you know, in an email, but the fact that you were like, you know, if she entered that car or whatever it was at the end of the day, you were like, you know, they did it, you know,
Yeah.
and just to see the expression on their parents' faces, I feel like that's definitely what I experienced last summer too. We always have a family fun night at camps. I believe that Evanston and Rogers Park does it too, maybe.
Yeah.
And it's just fun because they get to come and visit camp and to see, you know, meet their camp counselors and see what the camp environment's like, but also for like us to finally meet, like, okay, you're the parent of this amazing child, you know, and we're excited. They have grown so much so far and they're still growing, and we get to tell you all about that in person. And that's a cool part of just making that connection with the parents as well.
Totally, totally. What are some of the things that stand out about the summer or summer camp that just make you excited? Like we spend all year planning for camp.
Yeah.
What is it that you look forward to every year for the summer?
I love, well, so my first summer at Apache Old Town was last summer. So it was my first time really getting to know all the campers. So I feel like what I'm looking forward to the most is like that now that I know the campers, I'm so excited for them to see all their returning counselors, to see all their friends that maybe they haven't seen in a while. Just to like that first day of camp is just so magical because it's like, oh, we're all connected again. We're all together again. So I, you know, that was always my favorite part. Also, just growing up at camp too, it's just like finally seeing your camp friends, finally being in your home away from home. Like that is camp. I think it's such a cool environment that you get to call another place home and another place to express who you really are. And so that's really my favorite part is making those connections at camp and that they are everlasting.
The energy that comes with that is huge. Like everything from the campers getting back together again for the first time, but also the counselors who come back year after year and the amount of excitement that they bring to their groups and just the pure joy of being together and outside and having fun all summer. Like it's infectious. The energy is crazy.
Yeah, and even though I did not know, you know, the campers and, you know, on that first day last year, it was just so fun for them running up to those counselors that they've seen in the past, like, and giving them a
Right.
huge hug. And it was just like, oh, this is what camp is, you know, like, yes, we plan amazing programming and we really try to, you know, bring new stuff to camp every year. But the fact of just like that, those connections and that excitement, you know, brings such energy. You know, we are, you know, like, you know, you're in the same boat. We're planning all year round. We're at our computers. Of course, like, you know, we, you know, meet up with different, you know, family events and, you know, meet with different staff, but just all being together in that atmosphere, it makes it all worth it, you know, to plan
Yeah.
for so long just because we're just excited to see those connections again. We're excited to see, you know, that everyone has, you know, their home away from home again. So.
100%. Yeah. Were there things that stood out to you last summer, being your first summer at Old Town, that were just like, I don't know, just like outstanding experiences or something that just made you step back and say, wow, like this is why I love doing what I do?
Yeah, I would say, it was my first summer as a day camp, you know. So the fact that the kids went home at the end of the day, I go, what's going on? You know, this is like that. I think that was the shocking part. I was like, I felt weird going back to my home. I was like, no, I mean, you just stay at camp. That's just what camp is. But that, I think that was the thing that stood out to me is that, and I think I said this earlier, is just that warmth that you get at camp, you know, is there, you know, no matter if it's a day camp or overnight camp, it is always there. So it was really fun to see that, like, you know, Apache has really, like, you know, I really wanted to embrace those traditions, you know, and I'm sure you going into your first summer too as at Apache, you know, you want to take those traditions, but also have you, like, you know, bringing your own camp experience to the table as well too. So it was fun to like watch a fun Boker Tove and like, you know, and I loved memorizing all the camp cheers before camp started and to see all the campers get excited. Like we even have our own Apache Old Town song, which is really fun.
Wow.
So
it's,
yeah. So they created it once. So Apache Old Town is only, this will be the third summer because before that we had a large Apache at UIC campus and we decided to spread out all of our Apaches across the Chicagoland area. So so once Apache Old Town created, they're like, let's come up with an Old Town song. So it's to the tune of Go Cubs Go and the campers love it. And I would have to say, you know, from the start of, you know, camp to the end, like my last camp moment on the very last day, one of the campers, I might cry to this. This is so funny because I literally almost cried in that moment. Cause I was, you know, always the last day of camp is so sad, you know, and you're like, oh, you know, I wanted there to be another week or another day. So
yeah.
It was aftercare and one of the kids was still waiting for his mom to get picked up. So he came to the office and he was hanging out with me and he just turned to me and he said, I just really love the Apache Old Town song. And I was like, oh, do? And I was like, can we sing it together? And he goes, yes. And we both just sang the song together, just the two of us. And
wow.
It was just like, it was like the sweetest moment. Like he just like was so excited. And then his mom came in and like she saw both of us. And I was like, we're just singing the Apache Old Town song. Just hanging out here because we're just trying to hold on to that last camp moment.
Yeah.
So so she was just like so like she was like, oh, I wish I knew the song too to join in right now. So,
yeah
it was really sweet.
Yeah, the kind of like bonds like that that happen in those in-between moments, you know, there's all the fun planned out activities, but then there's all those little special moments throughout the summer too that you can't possibly plan, but that's what makes like the people at camp so special.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have such great directors and counselors and everything that they really capitalize on all those little moments to make it extra special for the kids.
Mm-hmm. No, and that is what the campers will remember, you know, like they will remember
100%.
They'll remember their counselors, you know, helping them, you know, with that, you know, being scared and going into the pool or helping them, you know, just to, you know, make a connection to a new friend. Like, you know, that's why we put so much emphasis. That's why we, you know, we have such meaningful staff training because we know that these staff are making such a difference in our campers' lives. And it's so important for them to just have that love of kids, love just like being in the activity. I just like, that was just what put a smile on my face. I was just one of those camp directors that I don't like being in an office. Like I'm in an office 10 months out of the year. I like to be, when I'm at camp, I'm at camp and I'm walking around and I'm, you know, I'm doing yoga and I'm doing Gaga, you know, and like, it was just so fun to like, you know, approach an activity and you just see the counselor just as a big of a smile on their face in the activity, just as much as the camper, because, you know, they're just having fun with them. They thoroughly enjoy it. And those are the type of counselors that we are looking for, who just love kids, love these activities and just want to make a difference.
Yes, 100%. What are some of the other aspects of like some of the best counselors that you've seen? What do you think it is that makes them so great with the campers and with each other, like as a really solid team over the summer?
Yeah, I really try to find a lot of staff that have different personalities because I believe, you know, campers have all different personalities. So you don't want every single person to have the utmost energy and they are always the Maccabi captain, you know, like you want to make sure there's also, you know, the counselors who know how to relate to the shy campers or, you know, to campers who may not embrace sports but love art, you know, but they're trying it too. So that's what I look at my whole staff as a whole and say, okay, like, you know, what are all these personalities, you know, and I want to make sure that, you know, they are able to relate to all the different campers that we have at camp. So, but I really just on an individual basis, I love when they have a smile on their face when they talk about camp, you know, like most of the time during my interviews with staff, we talk about their day camp experience and just why they loved it so much and how they want to make an impact on kids and how they really, they're like, I have such great memories of camp and being with my counselors. And I'm even like, I even interviewed one girl and she said, I'm still connected to my counselor today. She was one of my references for something, you know, like the fact that, you know, there are still those connections today and you can always reach out to your camp counselors. That's just what's meaningful is just making those everlasting relationships. They're not looking at this like a job. They're looking at this as like an experience. And I think that is what's just so important is that, you know, a lot of kids are, you know, sorry, teens or young adults are trying to figure out what do I want to do in the summer? What will look good on my resume? You know, like what will all that look like? And I think the most important thing is like, how do I gain from this experience? You know, instead of like what's actually being written on my resume, like what are the skill sets I'm going to learn? So I think that is what I look for is that you're not just looking at this, you know, as a job, that you're looking at this as an experience and to enhance what you want to do later on in life.
100%. Like I was a camp counselor back in the day and I used all of those skills that I built at camp in college, in group projects, in the real world, when I went off and got a job for the first time, like camp prepared me for all of that, you know?
100 Even just like the fact of responsibility. I remember, you know, being a camp counselor and I had to tell all of my campers, okay, you got to make your bed every morning, you know, like then it taught me, oh, I really like making my bed every morning, you know,
versus
in high school, you know, your parents would be like, okay, you know, clean up your room, the whole thing. But if you're telling someone else and then all of a sudden you're embracing it from the other side, I went into college making my bed every morning, you know, because it's just like, it's stuff like that, that just like responsibility and just trying to, you know, be good to the environment and everything. You learn that from being a camp counselor and to, you know, you finally being in that, you know, in those shoes and telling your campers that, yeah.
Totally. It's responsibility. It's also how to deal with different personalities and how to find the best in everybody. Like, even if you have a disagreement at camp, like, how do you navigate that? You know,
feedback,
how do you get
so important? It's like, yes, it's so funny because especially in the camp atmosphere, you cannot just say, maybe I'll wait a couple of days to give that feedback to that person.
Right.
And it doesn't work like that at camp. That's what camp, like, it almost like not forces you to in it, but just to embrace it, you know, in that moment.
Right.
Like, you know, obviously I had this conflict, you know, what am I going to do? You know, like, how do I approach this person? So it really helps challenge you to step up and think of ways. I always, and my biggest thing, if like a counselor comes up to me or a camper comes up to me, I don't know how to talk to this person, or, you know, this person made me frustrated. And I said, it's all about your tone of voice. It's all about how you approach that person, that you're not blaming them, but you're expressing them how you felt in that moment.
Yes.
That made you frustrated. And, you know, if you talk to them in a calm way, you know, they'll really understand, you know, where you are coming from and try to respect that they don't want to make you feel that way again. You know, they want to include you. They want to make you happy and feel okay. You know, so I think that's so important. It's just, you know, to approach those conflicts.
Wow. And that's something you can use your whole life too. You know, like, obviously it's applicable in this moment in camp, but you're going to use that in every situation at work, in your personal life.
Yeah.
Everything.
I mean, I'm sure you've talked to friends too, and, you know, even family sometimes they're like, oh, that's really frustrated me at work or something like that. And, you know, I'm just going to let it slide and it's just going to build up. But like, if you've had that camp counselor experience and being at camp and like just really embracing, you know, how am I going to fix this? Because otherwise it's going to not make me feel good. It's not going to make me put 100% into what I'm doing. So it's just,
right.
Yeah, it's one of those areas that is so important wherever you go. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's always going to come across some type of conflict.
Yeah, one of the points you brought up earlier about the different types of counselors and the importance of having a diversity on the team really resonated with me, because some of the coolest moments that I see in camp is when you have that quieter counselor who is not the person you think of always leading the cheers or, you know, orchestrating a huge big group activity. But when that counselor makes that one-on-one connection with a camper who's, you know, maybe they're feeling left out, or maybe something happened at home and they're coming to camp not in the greatest mood, it's so cool to see those counselors really connect with their campers and be there for them on a level that has a greater depth than the camp cheers or swimming or, you know, all these great fun things. And really just like sees the camper as an individual and respects them. Like as a kid, it's rare to get that moment where an adult is really like listening to you, really listening to you and being there for you, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, and I think that's how we approach any type of, you know, if a camper is upset or anything, we want to hear from them first, you know, versus like, you know, usually as, you know, a camp director, you know, a unit head or counselor approaches you saying, oh no, this happened, gives you the whole backstory. Instead of me approaching that camper and saying, I can't believe you did this, you know, like, no, that's right, not right. The way to approach these kids, these campers. The way to approach them is to really embrace and be like, tell me what happened. Tell me how you're feeling. Because if they know that you're trying to get to their level versus like coming at it in an aggressive manner, they'll respect you and they'll share. And they even may tell you the truth. You know, sometimes they want to cover up what they did, but at the same time, they want to share a little bit more of just like, okay, like this, well, this is what happened at home. And this is why I'm feeling this way today, you know? So like, there could be more to the story if you just embrace and listen, you know, versus always just talking at them.
Totally. Totally. What did it feel like for you coming out of your first summer at Apache? Like you've had all this camp experience, and then going into your first summer last year, like what was it like coming out of that? Like what were the things that you missed about the summer when it was finally over? What were the things that you were like excited to work on for next year? Like what was that like?
Yeah, I think, you know, definitely, you know, any type of job or whatever, once you have some experience under your belt, you feel like way more confident and way more excited because you're like, ooh, okay, I loved this part and I really want to enhance, you know, what this programming aspect is. I think my favorite part going out of it is that as we were calling parents and reminding them about early bird specials and to sign up for camp, I personally emailed like a lot of, you know, which I, as many as I possibly could, and like talked about, I was like excited to say, oh my God, this camper, you know, I remember when they were so shy and didn't want to, you know, even like come to camp that day, but then they made those camp connections. It's like, I can make the connection with the family because I knew the family after that. That was my favorite part, is that like, they weren't just names on a paper anymore. They were people I knew. And that is what drives me. And like, that's even just as I'm talking to parents today, I'm just like, I always just say at the end, I'm so excited to see your camper again, you know, and not just your camper, but their actual name,
yeah,
you know, because that is who I know. And that is who, you know, I see them like loving camp, and just to be able to, you know those families, you know, during the year, and to really embrace, like there was one camper who, so we have this big Crosstown Classic event. So we bring all the older kids up to our Northbrook location at ZFA, and they all do these fun competitions with each other. And it's a really cool way to bring all different Apaches together and show that we're all one big Apache family. So I remember the day after, I got an email from a parent saying, that was Jacob's favorite day of camp. Like, he was like, oh my God, he loved everything between the pasta dinner and going on a field trip with his friends and, you know, being you know, meet other kids. He goes, it was the best. He called it the best day of his life. Not even just the best day of camp. So I remember, that stuck with me. And I remember when I reached out to that family again saying, oh, we would love to have Jacob back. We're doing Crosstown Classic again. I know how he was excited. And she goes, oh, he loved that day. You know, so it's just making those connections. And, you know, I really embrace every connection I have with a parent or camper. And I think I actually made this, I made this little chart for myself. Like anytime someone like said, I loved when my counselors did this. Anytime I got those email communications, I would print them off and I posted them all in the office so all the counselors could see it, you know? And then the last day of camp, I collected all of them and sent them out in an email to all the counselors and said, this is what the difference you made in all of our campers' lives. And it was like two full pages of just nice, you know, comments about how their camper loved camp. You know, it's so hard because, you know, with the different communication system, you know, we hire counselors because those are the ones that want to play with the kids, you know, or like, the kids want to play with the counselors, you know, they don't want to play with us. And so, so we're getting all the communication. So I want to make sure that our counselors are getting that feedback, you know, that they're just hearing it from us, you know, but they're hearing it from the ones that they're making a difference in, you know? So that was what I wanted the counselors to leave the summer with, you know, to have that, you know, and a lot of them wrote me back and was just like, oh, thank you so much that I want to come back, you know? And I was like, we want you back.
Yes. Cause you obviously as a counselor, you see the impact you're having on the children day in and day out, but you don't always get to see that insight into how much the parents appreciate what you're doing for their children.
And maybe even the campers are not expressing to their counselors, God, you know, this is how I'm feeling, but they go and tell their families at home.
So
it's definitely nice to share that, you know, not just keeping it to myself, but, you know, sharing it with everyone because, you know, I always say I don't like to take all credit for it because it's everyone. It's like we're I'm like quoting a High School Musical song now, but we are all in this together, you know, we really are. Like, I was like, I don't want you to feel that, you know, just I'm only doing this at camp and you're only doing that. We are all helping each other, you know, specialists jump in different moments. We jump in at different moments, you know, like it just, that's how camp goes. Like we are all one big family and we want to have all the campers walk away with an amazing experience. And that's what it takes from, you know. And that's also like going back to that point, like, what are we looking for staff? I don't like, I try to find staff that like, don't look at it, like, this is my only job description, you know, X, Y, and Z.
Right.
It's like, you have to think beyond the page. I love when they have different ideas and they approach me, you know, saying, oh, I would really love to start this club at camp. Great. I try to embrace as many of their ideas because that is how they're going to make a meaningful experience out of camp too.
Totally. So. They can make it their own and bring their energy and skills and everything to it.
Yeah. And so we have these like clubs at camp for older campers or trailblazers. And one of my counselors last summer was like, I would really like to start a music club. And I was like, great. So he only got about like 4 kids or so to join. And he's like, oh, is that enough kids to join? I said, just have it. It'll be meaningful. So we use the, we're out of Walter Payton. We use their piano and we use their, and they wrote a really nice song and it was just so meaningful that like, and then they presented it at Shabbat. So each of them like sang a different lyric and it was just like cool that they like, you know, no matter what type of activity that you want to do, you'll always find something at Apache that will kind of, you know, resonate with you and get you connected. So I think that's just really what's fun about the counselors is that, you know, we plan all the programming, but there's also room for them to show their creativity and to show like, oh, I can bring in my guitar and we can, you know, do this music jam session. Great.
Totally.
Embrace it. You know, we love
totally. It. Yeah. Yeah. And I've got to say, I'm right there with you with as I'm going into my first summer at Apache this summer. That's what I'm looking forward to the most at the end of the summer, really getting to know all the kids, all the counselors, spending all summer together and being able to reach out to them, you know, in the fall, in the winter, with those specific memories and those specific connection points, like, that's such a huge piece of the community that we build at camp.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Do you have any fun camp traditions that you're excited to bring to Apache?
Oh, wow. Yeah, we've at Rogers Park Camp, we run this huge sports camp. And so every year they do the Color War breakout activity, where the entire camp splits into teams, and it's several days of competition. Do you guys do that at your camp?
Yeah,
too?
We do. Yeah. Mojave. Mm-hmm.
Totally. Mm-hmm. So they've always called it Color War at Rogers Park. Mm-hmm. And so in coming in, we have all these great returning unit heads and counselors who are who have all these traditions that are part of this activity. Mm-hmm. And so me coming in from another camp, I've got all these different ideas of what we used to do for the Maccabi Games. And so it's been a really cool process to talk through, like, what do you guys do? Here's what we used to do. And one of the big things that we're talking about is how to make it extra special this year. Like, for the winning teams, what does that mean? Like, mm-hmm. how do we recognize the winners and, like, make a tradition where, like, campers can come back to the JCC during the year and see their team recognized somehow, like, in the camp office or on the walls of the JCC or in the gym. I think that'll be something that the kids will be really excited for.
That's so funny that you said that, because that's exactly, I brought a lot of our Color War traditions to Apache last mm-hmm. summer for Maccabi. And we did, so I loved, so we're the same way. We split up into four teams, and Maccabi's like my favorite time. Like, I just love yeah. any time that you can dress up and just be silly and fun competitions. It's just so fun. And that, like, it's so many memories are coming back to my mind right now. So basically I wanted, like, you know, for those who were not embracing, you know, it's a lot of change for a day, you know, for some campers, you know, they totally. Like their routine. So I wanted there to be some activity that, okay, they could just focus on the whole time, you know, or majority of the time. So we created these art plaques. So depending which color you were, and we incorporated a Jewish value to each team, you had to paint an art plaque based on your color and your theme. And so we had, like, a group of campers from each team designated to design the art plaque. And then that was part of one of the competitions at the end before the winner was announced, you know, presenting your art plaque. And then whichever team won, we kept that art plaque, and I'm going to keep it from year to year, you know, who wins. And that will be on the display at camp.
That's so great. Yeah.
And it was just, like, a really fun, like, even the winning team last year, like, they wanted to create some really cool 3D elements. One of the campers took off his, like Hawaii flower necklace, you know,
uh-huh.
And took it apart and pasted it on the plaque. So he
wow.
gave up his own little decor item for Maccabi to help the team. And I just thought yeah. that was just, like, so nice to, like, you know, embrace different elements and everything. And it was just, like, a cool way to, you know, walk away with, you know, something that just was meaningful. Be like, oh, I did that. That was so fun, you know, and they see it year after year. And it just, like, yeah, like, if they come to the J and they see, you know, the different plaques, they get excited. Be like, oh, yay, Maccabi, you know, like, even
totally.
We had, you know, right now the plaque is in my office, and, you know, one of my, the JCC employees, like, sons, like, came back, and all of a sudden he's like, oh, I we won that year, you know.
Yeah,
so it was just
yeah.
like really fun for them, you know. So I think, like, they love seeing those elements of those traditions at camp.
Totally. It means a lot. And then I think what's also cool about those types of competitions is, you know, when you think competition, your mind immediately goes to sports.
Mm-hmm.
But in the Maccabi Games, it's not just sports. Like, every camper has a chance to shine, whether it's art or music or cheers or sports or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. It's all built into the competition.
Exactly.
You know,
Yeah.
They all have a way to contribute to the team, which is mm-hmm. cool too.
Yeah. No, it's just, yeah. it's a fun time for them, you know, to really, and also like, I think the, one of the best aspects of Maccabi too, and I'm not sure that if this is how Rogers Park did theirs, but like we embraced all different age groups. So you were not with your same group, you know, so you got to know campers all the way, you know, from seventh grade to kindergarten. So it was just a really cool opportunity to like watch them bond. And then after that moment, I remember seeing like how our Boca Raton looked a little different the next week. Like we have this big baseball field where everyone comes in, you know, from the buses and carpool. And usually like, you know, all the campers go to their counselors and they check in, but you could see there was like, you know, all the campers were, you know, between the different age groups, you know, they were talking to each other and they were making friendships. And that's because of these big events that we have that like, you know, cross all the different age groups together. So I think that is a really cool part about camp too, is that you're not just making the friendships in your age group. You're meeting people, you know, from all different age groups and making those connections.
100%. And it's cool to see some of the older campers be role models for the younger campers in a similar way that the counselors are, you know?
Yeah. And it's so funny because, like, I love that so much that I'm creating a new activity at Old Town this summer. That is, there's like a group of, you know, a block of time, 30 minutes or so, that the Trailblazers and the juniors would get together and do an activity together. And I think, like, you know, we're still building the programming around it, but it could be like a Shabbat story on Friday or,
yeah.
you know, doing, you know, a cool art activity together. I think it's just, it's also embracing the older kids to really, like, you know, show the younger kids what to do and to make those connections. And I think that is just another cool part about camp that we do.
Totally. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's one of the most exciting things to me about Apache coming into my first summer is we have so many camps, so many locations, so many professionals working together on the camps that like we can share ideas, and something that you guys have been doing for years at one location is fresh and new to our camp and vice versa. And so the amount of freshness every summer at every location is just really, there's so much opportunity there because we're sharing resources, we're sharing ideas. We're able to do things like the Crosstown Classic where we get a bunch of camps together. Like it's just so, so cool that you don't get at other camps.
Yeah. I think, I call us lucky all the time. Like the fact yeah. that we all get to talk to each other and to, you know, talk about through all different ideas and plans and everything. Like, I think it's so unique and it doesn't feel like we're in competition. It's the opposite. It's like we're all trying to create the most meaningful experience for our campers. And we're like, just so excited because everyone comes from a different background of camping. You know, there's been people with Apache for over 25 years. There's been people like us, you know, who've only been there for a year or less than a year. And it's just really fun because it's not like, oh, no, that's just how we do things the Apache way. No, like we are like, I feel like at the JCC and just Apache in general, we're always embracing new ideas. We're always like just trying to strive what is next, what is new, even this podcast, you know, we're like, how do we reach our families? How do we get connected to them? How do we get campers always having that camp connection throughout the year? So I think it's really unique what our team does and how we all get along so well, and we all like love when we have meetings together because we really just embrace each other's ideas.
Totally. Yeah. And that's what I love about this podcast too, is like now all of a sudden parents, campers, counselors, they have an opportunity to really get to know us on another level. Like when else would we sit down and talk to a parent about our experience in overnight camp and how we're planning for this summer and all this stuff? Like, It's a really cool opportunity to get to know the people behind the camp experience too.
Exactly. Yeah. And yeah. I think, yeah, just like how we love getting to know our campers and their and parents, you know, I think it's fun for them to get to know us and where our background is. Cause I think, you know, the only thing that was shouted out to them was like, here's our bio, you know,
this yeah, totally.
Like, you know, where we're from, but we're more than just words off a page, you know, like I, it's so funny. I was like, how do I express through my bio that I'm obsessed with camp.
Like, right.
I'm a camp person. Like I, right. like, that was like the first thing I said. I was like, I embrace camp. I love it. I just like, it made me who I am today. I'm going to get so cheesy right now, but like, that is just like what it is. That is like, I embody every aspect of what camp delivers. You know?
It's totally true. It's totally true. And that's readily apparent in all of our camp meetings too. Like the energy that you and all the other directors bring to the meetings. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's so much fun. It makes planning year round so much fun.
Yeah. It feels like, you know, every time we talk about it, it feels like camp is present, you know, so that
yes.
that's what gets us through the year, you know, like obviously, you know, we're planning camp, we're putting things on paper and we're working through things, but just to talk out loud and talk about these memories, you know, like I probably haven't shared that story about, you know, me and the campers singing the Apache Old Town song in a
yeah.
while, you know, but like now it just like brought in my heart. I'm like, oh, I like want to go run to that baseball field and just to go shout the Apache Old Town song, you know,
that's yes.
what I want to do right now. So, no, it's just, it really, yeah, it really is just so nice to have so many people who just love camp and embrace camp and want to make such a meaningful experience for our campers. It's
oh,
so
yeah.
unique. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, gosh, thank you so much, Abby, for coming on the Apache Campcast today and sharing your experience and a little bit about yourself and your background and everything with everybody. It's been so much fun.
Yes, no, it's been a blast. I'm so happy that we're doing this now. Thank you for organizing this. It'll be fun to reach our families in such a different and meaningful way. And we're excited for summer 2020. We love camp. We're excited and it will be amazing.
Literally cannot wait.
Exactly.